If you can't stand it when a video you're trying to watch online keeps freezing up while loading, imagine how frustrated you'd be if your business depended on a fast connection. That's the situation Hawaii is in right now. Honolulu has an average download speed of about 20 megabits per second, while other cities on the Pacific Rim have it much better. In Kowloon, Hong Kong, it's 91 megabits per second. In Tokyo, 70. In Singapore, it's a blazing 105. We've been hearing for some time from internet entrepreneurs and startups that this is taking a toll on Hawaii's economy. As Gordon Bruce tells PBN, quote, "We are in an internet of everything world. Without high-speed broadband, we will be a third-world country." He would know. Bruce is currently president and CEO of PAXA and the former chief information officer for the city and county of Honolulu. One of the biggest threats we face is that the cables connecting the islands to the World Wide Web are aging and could start to fail as soon as 2018. And thanks to new technology and cable laying, future cables no longer need to stop in Hawaii before stretching across the Pacific. That means Hawaii is going to have to find a way to pay for its own connections. We spoke to a number of people trying to solve this problem, including executives with Hawaiian Telcom, who are part of an effort to land a new $250 million trans-Pacific cable to boost high-speed broadband connectivity from East Asia to Hawaii and on to California. Efforts like these will be essential to bringing the islands up to speed for the 21st century. From Pacific Business News, I'm Editor-in-Chief A. Cam Napier for Hawaii Public Radio.